All right, as a part of our vision statement at Rosie on the House of being every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we'd like to shine the light this morning on people in our community who are making a difference. And when I say a difference, I mean a really big difference. I'd like to introduce our guest this morning, Mrs. Shannon Clancy. She is the Chief Philanthropy Officer for the Phoenix Council of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Ms. Shannon, thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
Tell me a little bit about the Society. I know their vision statement, I just recited ours. I know their vision statement is to end poverty through systematic change. And they kind of do that, as I understand it, through four main channels of feeding, clothing, housing, and healing. It's a huge ministry.
It is a big ministry here, and we actually serve throughout central and northern Arizona. So we say that our mission is to feed, clothe, house, and heal.
Talk about how big the mission is of just feeding. The
it
number
is big,
of people
right,
y'all feed
right.
is incredible.
Millions of meals every year. So 1.5 million meals that we actually prepare in our five dining rooms across the valley. And then hundreds of thousands of food boxes that are delivered to families by our volunteers right to their homes. And one of the really key pieces of St. Vincent de Paul's mission is this person-to-person service, so that there's not just a place where you come and somebody puts a food box in the back of your car, but volunteers actually come to your home. They deliver that food box, and while they're there, they try to figure out how might St. Vincent de Paul be able to help you. So throughout our programs, it's really that person-to-person service that defines the organization.
But I would say that feeding, preparing 1.5 million meals a year is a significant systematic change to our society. And y'all clothe as well.
We have thrift stores that people might know that are throughout the valley that we go around and we collect donations from people's homes that they are ready to share with someone else. And those go into our thrift stores, both to provide an opportunity for us to raise additional revenue for our services, but also we give away a lot of merchandise. And I think sometimes people don't know that piece of it. When our volunteers go into homes, they might find that a family doesn't have a dining room table, that they don't have pots and pans to cook the food that the volunteers have just brought. So they can give them a voucher and they can go to our thrift stores and pick those things out for themselves.
Jennifer and I were very blessed last Christmas by visiting the Bell Road thrift store during the bicycle giveaway program, mm-hmm. where y'all give, I don't remember how many bicycles were lined up on that back parking lot, but y'all were welcoming kids from the community that were welcome to take a bicycle home, and they were meeting Santa Claus, and it was a big, special event.
That is a special event, and it is an annual event with the Palomino School, where we invite the children from that school in an area where they might not have the opportunity to buy presents for their family. They bring a dollar, and each of them can come in and purchase two items from our store, anything that they want to give to family and some of their special friends. And they take them back to their school and wrap them. And what's most special about that event is how excited they are. We think about kids and the holidays, and they want those presents, but these kids are so excited to purchase presents for their family members, and it's a beautiful day.
The light and the aura that was about that whole event was one of the more humbling events I've been to in a long, long time. Just seeing the sheer joy in so many of the kids' eyes.
Right, that joy of giving, that we celebrate at this time of year.
So feeding, clothing, housing.
We do. We help families when our volunteers go into homes. They sometimes can provide rent and utility assistance. Really what we're doing in that program is to try to prevent homelessness. So sometimes people hit a bump. Maybe they got sick and they missed a couple of paychecks, or they've lost their job, or just something happens. They've hit a bump. And if we can step in and provide a rent payment and keep them in their homes, then that definitely is better than having them become homeless and having to start over. So our volunteers are doing that work. And we also have a transitional shelter for older and disabled adults. That's really a unique shelter for that population, and we help them stabilize and get back on their feet.
Now, is that at the main campus?
It actually is at 17th Street in Monroe, okay, in the downtown Phoenix area. But we are working on a project right now where we will be able to build a new building, and in the next couple of years, move that shelter to our main center.
Now, you're not sacrificing the community garden to build a shelter, are you?
Absolutely not.
That community garden is awesome.
Right. We call it our urban farm. And that's something that's been a wonderful new program at St. Vincent de Paul. As you might imagine, we get lots of donations of non-perishable goods from community, doing food drives and from grocery vendors who might share some of their overstock with us. But we don't get as much of the fresh, nutritious produce to prepare in our dining rooms.
Just the logistics of that makes it tough.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So by growing some of our own food, and growing it in an organic, sustainable way, it's been a wonderful new program. We find that many people in our community are very interested in that, and that brings them to our center to connect their love for gardening and their love for farming and growing produce to the people that we serve.
Well, somehow we got back to feeding through the garden, but I just wanted to make sure that the urban farm wasn't sacrificed for the housing project that y'all were going to build there on your campus. So we do the systematic change and the systematic work with society through feeding, through clothing, through housing, and through healing.
Through healing, absolutely. We have, and many people don't know this, we have a clinic, medical and dental clinic, at our main center that serves people who are really underinsured or uninsured. And the role that that clinic plays on the medical side is to provide specialty care. So we have lots of volunteer doctors and nurses who come in and help provide that care from all over, from hospitals all over the valley. And this is a place for people who perhaps you have an issue that you need to see a cardiologist. So we'll schedule you on a day when the cardiologist can come and provide that care for you. On the dental side, we see many adults. In fact, there's such a need for adult dental care that we have to run a lottery so that we enter people's names who need that care, and when we pull their name, then they can get that care that they need. And we also do some orthodontics and diabetes prevention and treatment, just many, many wonderful things, all through the support of volunteers.
And talk about the number of volunteers your organization manages, just in your council.
Right, thousands of volunteers. So we talk about our mission as being to feed, clothe, house, and heal. And that's very important, to provide those services to the community that people need. But the second part of our mission is just as important, and that's to provide opportunities to serve. So volunteering is very important. We use thousands of volunteers all across our program. It's really the only way that the work gets done. We have a very skeleton staff, and much of our job is to manage the volunteers that do the work and that bring their talents and skills and love and compassion to share with the people that we serve every day. We wouldn't be able to do what we do. We wouldn't be able to serve all those meals or do those clinic visits or house people without the work of volunteers. And they allow us to leverage the resources that the community gives and stretch them even farther.
Oh, and you can't go any place with the charity watchdogs and check on St. Vincent de Paul where you aren't told how high a standard that y'all hold and how efficient y'all do leverage those resources, because your overhead burden as a percentage of what you give back to the community is absolutely in the top 1% of all charities in the entire nation. So for that and the way y'all are running the organization, you need to be commended, and I commend y'all for that. I think there may be some confusion in the community that y'all cross all faiths.
We do. We are a Catholic faith-based organization, but really we're made up of people from all faiths or no faith tradition that they. And so we believe that we are here as an organization to bring the whole community together. We're here for the whole community. We serve all the entire community. There's no requirements for service. When you come to our dining room, there's no requirement. You just come, and if you're hungry, we feed you.
I never read where Christ checked your denomination affiliation before he offered you a healing or a bite of food.
No, and we really believe that this is a wonderfully kind and generous and compassionate community, and that's why one of the reasons why St. Vincent de Paul here and throughout central and northern Arizona is the largest in the entire country, really because this is a generous community of all faiths, diverse group of people, and we come together in common because we care about each other and we want to be the family for each other. If someone is struggling and perhaps doesn't have the family to turn to, or their family is struggling in the same way, that St. Vincent de Paul gives us all an opportunity to come together and support each other, you know, during our time of need.
And for those listening that may not have the time to actually contribute, to volunteer their time, what would you like them to know? There's certainly ways they can participate. And in particular, here at the end of the year, there's some very strategic things they can do.
Absolutely. So St. Vincent de Paul does not have any kind of regular revenue stream. You know, there's no tuition payments or insurance payments or other kinds of fee-for-service. So we rely on the generosity of this entire community to do our work. And much like we pool volunteer time, we also pool resources that each of us can share what we have to contribute to this work, and donors are very, very critical to that. So at this time of year, throughout the year, the state of Arizona offers each of us as taxpayers a really unique opportunity to take a tax credit for any donation to St. Vincent de Paul at any time of the year. But many people take a look and pay attention to that as we get closer to calendar year end. And that tax credit opportunity actually has doubled. We used to know the tax credit as the Working Poor Tax Credit. It's now the Tax Credit for Qualifying Organizations, of which St. Vincent de Paul is one because of our work serving the working poor. And individuals who file as a single can take up to $400. Couples filing jointly can take up to $800, and you actually get that right back as a tax credit when you file your state taxes.
So Dollar for dollar.
And any gift to St. Vincent de Paul qualifies. And so whether you prepare your taxes yourself or you use a tax preparer, you would just need to let them know that that credit is available. And it actually is one of several tax credits. One of the questions sometimes people ask us is, well, I know that there's a public school tax credit, and there's a private school tax
yes.
credit, and there's a foster care tax credit. You can actually take all of those. So you don't have to choose one or the other, as long as you have that tax liability. And what that will mean when you file your taxes is if you're owed a refund, your refund would be up to $800 larger. If you have tax liability, it will take $800 right off the top, dollar for dollar.
It can't be beat as an efficient way to redirect your money to places that hold a place in your heart. Mrs. Shannon Clancy, Chief Philanthropy Officer for the Phoenix Council of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, I can't thank you enough for sharing the story and the avenues of participation for our listeners in helping y'all accomplish what you're trying to do at St. Vincent de Paul. Thanks a million.
No, thank you. We're so grateful for all that you do for our community and really to this generous community. Especially at this time of year, St. Vincent de Paul couldn't do what we do in the community without you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.